That's that one. Oh shit. Yep. There we go.
Check. Now check. You're there
in.
We
now
go.
You're in.
Check, check, check. Hello.
Oh yeah, now you're in.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the party.
Welcome aboard. The future in the franchise. Someone coined that phrase.
I like it a lot.
Did that come from you?
Well, not to tap myself on the back, but yeah, come up with some good ideas every now and then.
That's a good one. It's Tim and Tosh in the Morning podcast number...
something or other. 50, yep. 40 something or other. We started this thing now just about a year ago, right?
Almost a year.
And almost went a full year going week to week, but then obviously some circumstances came up and pulled us out of the studio, but...
yeah. Well,
we're back rocking and rolling. Hopefully we make it a full 52 next year. Every once in a while, you have to take a DL stint, right? You need to freshen up.
Yeah, there were several reasons for that. One would be...
not just fatigue.
Not at all.
No.
But one would be just because of some folks that we work with. Yeah.
Well, and some content that we...
that too didn't help.
That didn't help. That was right around the 3-month mark, and then we had the delay a couple of times as we started getting screened, which was an interesting, and not like screened like at the airport, like legitimately screened the entire run of what we were talking about, what we had, and it was fun though.
This would be a somewhat shortened version of we do As the Fan Turns as a segment. A lot of people like that, the inner workings of the fan. It's a bunch of dudes that get together and go to work every day that really end up bickering and sniping at each other like schoolgirls.
It's a good way to put it.
I'm sorry.
That's a good
sexist?
Way to put it. It's a good way to put it. No, okay. You're fine. You're fine right there.
I've been called, you're acting like a little girl.
You fucking kidding me?
Hold on. Hold on.
Unbelievable.
Is that a bill collector? Yeah.
No,
we're
good.
I think.
Let's answer. Fuck it. Unbelievable. You have your intro song.
I don't know who that was.
You have the intro song.
Yeah.
As your ringtone.
I do.
What a radio. Hold classic on. Radio guy.
Let me find out who that was. Go to recents. Ryan Horda, outgoing. One call. That's Bob Sharp. Incoming. Oh, that's Bob Sharp.
Your boy Bob Sharp.
Yeah, my boy. That dude smokes a mountain of weed all the time.
Just daily, just consistently blowing down?
All the time. You know, nice. I get in his car and it's like you're rolling into a dispensary.
See, now the funny part about the dispensaries that I've encountered, like half of them are similar to like jewelry stores where like you walk in and you're looking at all these glass cases and you have a couple of people that meet you and ask you what you're looking for and how may I assist you today? What's the occasion like? What are you planning? And then you go...
what kind of buzz do you want?
On the opposite end, it's like you're walking into your buddy's college basement and you're just grabbing a bag from the, hey, bro, so like, what are you guys doing later? You guys trying to do some hiking? Like, this one's really going to give you a good hike.
Yeah. For those of you that hike, you like hiking?
No. I don't mind hiking.
No,
my buddy sent me some pictures of our trip to Colorado and some of the pictures we took on our hike and... it was fun.
I like
just
hiking.
Getting lost wasn't fun.
I like hiking on an ATV. That's my kind of hiking. So you don't have to.
I don't
walk.
Trust myself on one of those things at all.
So we figured we would do the schmaltzy. Somewhat.
It's not schmaltzy. It's a classic.
The countdown, the best of the year, the best of the new year, the best sports stories of 2018.
Sound like somebody really smart guy had that as a topic earlier this week on a radio show that he filled in on.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. Top sports stories of 20, top 50 songs of 2018. I've done my fair share of those. In fact, I was on the air just because everybody freaked out when it was 1999 into 2000. So
everyone thought they were going to die.
Yeah,
right.
Where the computers, yeah.
So what was the whole thought there? The computers were going to take over the world?
Yeah, and nice. I was forced to be there as the PD, as the program director at that station.
Sick brag.
My boss made me do that. I'm like, come on, really?
If I'm going to die, I want to go be with my kid.
Back in 2000, I was 18 years younger. So that changed the dynamic of what I did back then on New Year's Eve.
I think I'm sitting out on New Year's Eve this year, man. I don't know if I can do it. I had a really rough time last year.
Back in the wild, misspent youth, New Year's Eve, about the age of 19 to 24 range, that five-year
yep.
or so window. That was a big, big night out for us.
It's a fun night.
You
that's
know my
for
buddy
sure.
Craig, right?
Yep.
Okay. So him and I and our other roommate up in Madison, every year we would, I don't know how I can say this.
You can't say it. I know exactly the story that you're telling and you cannot say it.
We would get a limousine. So I can say we got that.
Okay. Got a limousine.
And we would get just extra help with our partying. Is that good?
Sure. That's the best way to put it. Performance enhancers.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But again, that was a long time ago. Long time ago.
Would you have anybody accompany you in the limousine, or would it just be a three-man weave in the limousine? Or
It started out three of us.
So you guys would get picked up from your apartment on the east side of Madison.
Yes.
In a limo.
Yes.
Just three dudes.
Yes.
Swaggy. Okay.
And then go bar hopping.
And then you'd obviously
pick up stragglers and
pick up
the way.
An entourage as you
went
on.
You know, hitchhikers. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, such. For sure.
Yeah. And then we'd shut down that night at about noon the next day.
Yeah, are you breakfast and hanging out
no.
through the morning and
No, it was laying around trying to sleep because for whatever reason
somebody's foot's in your face.
It must have been all the caffeine that we had the night before that kept us awake.
Oh
all
yeah,
night.
all the vodka Red Bulls. Yeah, that's probably what it was. Probably what it was. Yeah,
probably
that makes sense. Yeah.
All right, so
maybe
instead of doing the year-end countdown here on the fan, we would do as the fan turns. We'll do the top five drama stories of 2018 with our radio station, okay?
And now, these were all good ones that we had fun talking about as well.
Indeed. Now, you can rank them in any particular order. I just ranked them
as top five.
Without letting you know.
Okay.
I did
Yeah, you
rank
walked
them.
In here with a fucking legal pad full of notes, and I thought, he calls me, we better do a podcast before the end of the year. Yeah, for sure, let's do it. And this guy comes in stacked up, wrapped
yes.
up.
I did. So I've got the top five. We'll start at five.
Okay.
If you want to maneuver the order a little bit when we're done, you can do that.
Okay, cool.
All right. So my number five is when we took over the morning show for Bart. That's my number five because it was a far bigger event for Bart than it was for me.
Okay.
And I can't speak for you, but just,
sure.
just for me, he made a huge deal out of it behind the scenes because we didn't allow, you know, at the top of each hour, Bart has, it's Chuck and Winkler in the morning, whatever it is, their intro, right? We didn't play those, and that apparently was extremely offensive to Chuck and Bart.
It was not taken kindly.
No.
Now, I would... I'm excited to hear the rest because if that is number five.
That's five.
That was a big fucking deal at this
radio
station.
For him,
it
was, though.
Right.
That's why I ranked it five.
But in the building, everybody became aware of that pretty quickly.
Yeah, even the cleaning crew.
That became news in this building pretty quickly.
He hated us. He
didn't like us at all. And it's tough because I like Bart a lot. And
now, again, we filled in for the morning.
Don't care. I'd do it again.
Right. This time we'll have our own promos that'll say the future in the franchise in the morning.
Yeah, we're just going to do it better. We
right.
laid the groundwork. We're not going to back down at that point. It's like when you TP somebody and they're like, hey, I know you TP'd my house. And Okay, cool. I'm just going to make sure now that you know that next time it's kick ass and worse. You can't get it down in an hour and a half. You have to go get the fucking neighbors.
He took offense to it. We filled in doing, yes, his morning show.
The one that he gets paid for?
He has the morning show. We don't. We filled in. We had no intentions of taking it. If I wanted to take it, it would have been taken years ago. But I don't want the morning show. You might. I don't want it. Never have. So anyway, he got, oh, man. We're all good now, though. So that I put at number 5 on our year-end countdown of fan drama here at the radio station. Checking in at number 4, post-game meets the big show. And I kept this rather general because there was a myriad of things that occurred.
It was a consistent conversation.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I don't believe any of the parties involved when it first started. Our afternoon show used to, for years, had the ability to leave on a Brewers Day game. And then, you know, we just do the post-game show as off we go. Well, then a couple of years ago, we combined the two, post-game meets the big show. I don't believe any of the parties involved were ever comfortable with that. Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler, I don't think he cared.
No. Similar to like a arranged marriage.
Very similar.
Because while we all are in the same building and we are all on the same team, we all just have different ways of going about the business we're in.
Rami admitted that, actually, Rami alleged that he liked it. I know he didn't. He didn't.
Well, he mostly sleeps, so he liked it.
Sparky, checked out. He didn't give a shit either way. But
he's here till 6 anyway.
Yeah, if he had a vote, he'd say no. He didn't like it. I didn't like it. I don't know about you.
I enjoyed the awkwardness.
It was awkward.
Big fan of the awkwardness.
It was awkward.
And the best part is I get to go smack dab right in the middle of it. So I get all of the parties involved.
Yes.
In just a field of view where I just rotate on the chair and feel the tension on all sides of me. It's fun.
And it was one particular show, it was this year, that I had to raise my voice. Out of all the issues post-game meets the big show, I've only raised my voice one time.
And out of all of them, it was the time that I least expected you to.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't expect it to go down.
Okay, they wanted me to do a 3-hour and 45-minute post-game show.
It was fun, though.
Now, granted, it's not out doing construction. I fully understand that. I get it, and I know that people are probably not going to sympathize with me. But I'm just telling you, in our world, in my world, the assumption that I was going to do that, it wasn't the fact that I was forced to do, or at that point, they just assumed that I would do it. That's the problem I had with it. Not actually doing it, because fuck, I'll fill 19 hours of radio. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, especially talking Brewers. That doesn't matter. That's fine.
But they just assumed that I was going to do 3 hours and 45 minutes, and it was like, guys, do you guys realize what inning we're in here and what time it is here? And their response was, well, we have plans. Oh. And then I had to raise my voice. I think my comment was, somebody fucking tell me why.
No.
What did I say?
No. Somebody has to make me feel better about doing a 3.5-hour post-game show.
That's it. That was it.
That was the coined phrase.
And I thought that was fair. Don't just assume. Someone just make me feel better. I don't care what it is. Just do something. So.
But then you were offered a 6-pack of beer.
That was even worse. At least the attempt was made by Rami to give me a 6-pack of beer. I don't know. So that's our number 4 drama in the 2018 drama countdown. Ready for 3?
I'm ready for 3.
Let's see here. Number 3, I have jotted down, and this is on behalf of the entire radio station. I'm speaking for the common folk here, for us people in the trenches, you, me, Horvat, Pipe Bomb, Mandela, all the interns. Who am I missing? Am I missing some folks? Mayor Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
Mayor Mitch. Cody.
Get on with it.
To a degree. So I'm speaking on behalf of those guys. The third ranked drama countdown point is Steve Sparky Pfeiffer putting out the schedule. That, we do a monthly schedule here at the radio station.
Monthly, yep.
Monthly, okay? So when it gets toward the end of the month, those of us that work different shifts and not just cookie cut into, I work 2 to 6 and I'm out the door, right? Some people do that. 6 to 10, I'm out the door. Other people have this, that show. I'm filling in that night. You're doing the post-game show, and then you're filling in on the morning show, et cetera, et cetera. So it gets toward the end of the month, and then the drama starts hitting. And it's like the 28th, and there's no schedule for 3 days from right now. And we don't know when we're working.
Which can be difficult when you encounter a social life and life outside and a family, absolutely, for those that have those. And it's, which a lot of us do. I happen not to be one, but I also happen to have, you know, different things going on in life.
It's not that we're not willing to work, because we all want to work. It's a fun job. It's a cool gig. We all want to work.
And I also enjoy getting paid. Don't get me wrong. I think the money is also something that I'm interested in as well.
Sure. But we want to know when the fuck we're going to go to work. So that was high drama. That's why I put that at 3. You didn't expect that, did you?
No, I expected it to come up.
You did?
Yeah, no, I definitely believed that it was coming up.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be higher, though, to be honest with you.
Number 2. This is interesting. Rami Makhlouf got another job. The announcement is out. He took a job in St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Big story. Congratulations to Rami.
Okay. It's drama-filled in this sense that...
That I applied for the same job?
That too. And didn't get it.
I didn't get it. Fuck you, Rami. I'm just kidding.
But it's drama in this sense that the way it was delivered on the air, it's like Rami is the only person on the face of the planet to ever get a new job. And it didn't necessarily offend me, but it was just sort of curious and entertaining to me that it was, you know, this big farewell send-off and crying and hugging. And
the fucking ringtone goes off one yep. more yep. time.
Yep, that was my text. So that I put at
oh,
number...
Oh, you're not going to respond to that one?
No, because it's probably my transport outside here.
It's fine. Light up another one. It'll be all right.
Yeah, Bob. So that's why I put it at number 2. I probably shouldn't have ranked it as high, but it just... Hello? Hello? No.
Service in here sucks.
Yeah, it does. And I don't think Bob... He just got his first cell phone. Guy's 63 years old, just got his first cell phone. I'm not kidding you.
Okay. Did you turn the volume off?
Everything's
now this
off.
Time?
So Rami got a new job. I think that requires a 60-day celebration, right?
Yeah, you got to go through the trials.
Yep. All right, now we're down to number 1 on what I believe is the biggest fan drama. I'm not sure we ever talked about this. Do you know where I'm going?
No, I don't.
Someone called a meeting with you, and we are going to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about this?
Yeah, mentioned it.
We did?
We didn't go in detail of it, though.
So.
Yeah, this is probably number 1.
This is number 1.
Yeah, this is number 1.
Okay. Number 1 is more or less, we like to throw shit at dudes we work with. And we expect shit thrown back at us.
We aren't the guys that go into a situation, throw jabs and don't expect to get bopped a couple of times.
No doubt.
That's the point of when you get into a little bit of an altercation. You have some fun. You joke around. You get a couple of jabs in. You take a couple of body shots.
Yeah.
Sadly, we don't really get any thrown back at us. We're like the dudes that are throwing snowballs from the top of the playground in like middle school and just pelting kids.
From the roof.
From the roof. From the top part of the playground. We got up to the top of the jungle gym. We're looking down on all y'all kids and just pegging kids, and no one wants to throw anything back.
And if they do, they can't. They don't have the arm to
or
even get one up
storm the
there.
Castle. Get up there and take out from both ends. You can't do it.
We expect it.
Been hoping for it.
I want it, but no one seems to want to do it that way. But that, it's just, you can't force that
no
stuff.
No one wants
it's
to
just,
get these hands.
No, it's just natural, though, that guys fuck around with guys, right? They just fuck with them. They throw shit at them. So, that being said, someone took it to the point it was so offensive to him that he called a meeting with you. This is one of our coworkers.
It was an arranged meeting through management that we had a conversation, and it mostly went to a respect factor. And from my vantage point, what I had to make sure of was understanding what I believe is the terms of respect and the difference between respect and friendship. I respect everybody I work with. But it's not my contract to be friends with everybody that I work with.
I agree, and I've said it on and off the air. That's not my contract.
But in the same vein, I don't get upset when other guys don't want to be friends with me. I'm an outlier at this place, right? Like, everybody else has families and shit. Like, nobody wants to go and hang out with me at 2 a.m. down at a bar in Milwaukee.
I do,
but... outside of you, yeah.
Right.
But there's a difference between the lives that we live. But it doesn't mean that I don't respect the people that I work with. When I walk into the studio, grab the mic, turn it on, we're rolling.
So this dude ends up, Joe Sensola. So he, our coworker, ends up.
Tim Allen said that, let the record stand.
So he ends up, and here's the offensive part about it. This part of it got me the most. When, now I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there.
I would have loved to have been there.
Closed door meeting.
But when he asked you to have a seat, I would have fucking punched him right then and there.
No, I just
fucking tell me to have a seat. Fuck you.
I just stood up and asked what we were doing.
So the outcome.
Because it was difficult. It was in the middle of my air shift, which is usually not the time when you go out and have a meeting with another coworker or a boss. It's usually not when you're on air, when you're in the middle of your shift. So
what he wanted was respect. No. He wanted you to stop. He wanted us to stop, or was this you or us or whatever?
Primarily
me.
But he believed that I egged you on.
Yeah, because he
I'm more of the instigator, apparently, is what I've been told.
And I do it more fun than you do, because you really mean it. No, it's the same across the board. So that, I think, was...
He goes, no, I fucking mean it, too.
So that was the number one drama, at least according to me. And so for those coworkers that have issues with this particular podcast, my door's wide open. We can talk. I don't hate anybody I work with in this building. I can tell you that hand in air, 100% true confession. I don't hate anyone I work with. That being said, final countdown, I don't have to like anybody I work with.
No,
I would prefer to like everybody, but people are people, and some people just don't fucking get along. And that's okay. Stop taking it so personally. If you don't get along with me, you don't get along. I don't care.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. It's okay.
So that was now, would you rearrange any of the top five there?
I enjoy the top five. First, I got a couple of honorable mentions that I thought got shortchanged. I thought the near blows, near hands thrown in the AM shift was something that would have made the list?
Yes, there were some issues between our morning guys that they got. It wasn't the only time.
It's testosterone, tempers flare, and yes. A lot of time where you know, friction makes fire, whatever the cliche is. Sometimes you got to be upset and have furious conversations.
No punches were thrown.
No punches were thrown, luckily, well, sadly.
It has happened at sports talk stations, though.
No doubt, absolutely. I think dudes in the Tigers booth fought each other over a fucking chair because they hated each other
It
so
happened
much.
Here many, many years ago.
Yes, it did.
I won't name names, but it did happen here.
So I thought that one would definitely have been a conversation point. The podcast getting pulled, I thought would have been able to get a number 5 vote.
Yeah.
Maybe you were trying to avoid it. Okay. Well, I'll bring it to light. I'll bring it up. It wasn't my fault. It was you.
Because I went off on the radio business. I went crazy over the radio business that day.
So that would have been in my top 3, I think. I probably would have put that around 3.
The Rami thing, now that I think about it, I would have moved that down.
No, but it's a big story. Because it also, what happens next will be why it's the biggest story of
and the
of
interlying
this year.
Drama around that.
Around that, doubt.
Because there's...
Which hopefully we can divulge at some point.
Soon.
If everything works out.
Soon.
If we're allowed to.
There was a conversation that Sparky and I had that things got a little goofy.
That was hot. Intense. That was a good one. But that was also... encompassing into, I think it was number 3 on your list. So
the scheduling.
Yep. So that was included.
Hey, if you're listening, Sparky, can you get the schedule out earlier? I mean, dude, really? I mean, games don't jump around. Pro sports and college sports, they schedule a game like months, if not a year in advance.
Well, in same vein, I don't know if you saw this news about your favorite place in the whole wide world. Las Vegas is going to host the 2020 NFL Draft.
Oh, so that's scheduled out already.
That date is scheduled out.
April 23rd.
So all of our guys know when to take off.
Yeah. So just if we can be productive in this podcast to end the year, let's end it on a productive note. Hey, Stevie, dude, have a heart. Get the schedule out. I don't know. What's fair? What would be fair? Middle of the month, 15th? How about the 17th of every month? That gives guys 2 weeks.
Hey, man, I'm just not trying to screw it up here in the next 2 weeks, so I'm going to shut my fucking mouth.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you should. Well, Happy New Year to everybody. Have a good 2019, the 2019 championship season for the crew. We have
and another Vegas trip that will be podcasted
in about a month. Yeah.
Talking about some of the positives that we've done on this podcast, it hasn't been all bad.
If you're listening to this, go back and try to find the Vegas podcast. I guess that hit the...
Probably like number 7 or so, something like that.
If we're ranking, is that what it is?
Oh, I was saying in terms of how many podcasts in that episode was.
Right, about 7.
No, I believe that was definitely top 5, top 3.
Easily.
Yeah, we get a lot of fun. A
lot of feedback on that one. We're going to have another trip to Vegas here in about a month. We'll get some podcasting there.
Our field trip at Miller Park, which included, that was Pat Murphy Day that we had, Murph. That was fun. And then the random phone call that you got about your baseball card or whatever in the middle of it. That was fun, too.
My old buddy.
I got pulled over on a podcast.
You did? We got in an accident.
We got in an accident on a podcast.
Yep.
We should really probably stop doing this while we're driving.
Yeah, probably. All those available to you, Tim and Tosh in the Morning podcast, end of the year, final countdown, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, and that's all I got.